97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keys. Humanitarian aid rolling into the Gaza Strip this morning in the wake of those Hamas terror attacks on Israel. The U.S. State Department says it welcomes the delivery, coming with help from Israel, Egypt, and the United Nations. The BBC's Paul Adams with more.
20 trucks, just 20 trucks. For 2 weeks, the Gaza Strip has been under an unbelievably strict siege. No water, no food, no fuel. And the situation with half the population on the move has become increasingly desperate.
This comes less than a day after two Americans became the first hostages to be released by Hamas, but more than 200 are still being held. More from CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The nation of Qatar, which hosts a Hamas political office, helped facilitate the negotiations. The women were then handed over to the International Red Cross Red Crescent, which took them from inside Gaza to the Israeli border, where they were greeted by an IDF general.
This is a small joy in our family, but hopefully for all the other hostages and all the other families, just keep praying and hopefully good news will come.
Back in the nation's capital, there is chaos on Capitol Hill over the Republican battle to become the next Speaker of the House. Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has lost his bid for the job. CBS's Scott McFarlane explains.
For Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, his race to be Speaker, second in line to the presidency, was like quicksand.
Speaker has not been elected.
The harder he fought, the deeper he sunk. Bleeding support, Jordan was forced to leave the race, ending a fight that included anonymous threats against Republicans who had voted against him on the House floor. At least three members acknowledged they received threats.
Another SpaceX launch today. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Way early in the morning.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff of Falcon 9, go SpaceX.
Go SpaceX indeed, as it completed the Falcon 9 launch of 21 Starlink satellites to low Earth orbit from the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The booster will land on the Of Course I Still Love You drone ship, which is stationed in the Pacific. And yes, that is the name of the vessel.
Fans of snow may be disappointed as forecasters say this winter is likely to be light on the white stuff and there won't be that many extreme cold outbreaks either. The north is expected to be warmer than normal and there will be more wet and stormy weather in the south. The winter outlook includes a prediction for warm weather from Tennessee to Missouri as well as nearly all of California. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The brain is unpredictable. Sometimes it works with you, and sometimes it gives you a hard time. But one thing's for sure, getting your thoughts out is therapeutic. If you keep them bottled up, you can get exhausted, overwhelmed, or prone to outbursts. When you talk to a BetterHelp therapist, you can just say what's on your mind. In fact, the more honest you are about your thoughts, the better your therapist can help you sort out what's most important. And that makes you a better parent, friend, colleague, you name it. Life doesn't owe us any favors, but finding happiness doesn't have to feel impossible. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist who shares your values. And it's easy to switch therapists anytime, for no additional charge. Plus, you can schedule appointments that are convenient to your schedule. Give it a try and say whatever's on your mind with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 51, northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 34. High temperatures reach up to 53. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens, and we are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda. Hey, folks, welcome to another episode of the Cripescast. Yes, Colleen, what's going on?
Are you a little loud?
What?
Are we loud?
Am I loud?
Are we loud?
I mean, I don't feel loud.
Okay.
Are those, maybe those are the headphones that I'm usually wearing. So it's just that the headphones are turned up.
Wait.
What?
Put that on.
Let me see. Let me see. Let's see. Is it the headphones or is it just your voice? And no.
That's for sure louder.
Is it louder?
Absolutely.
It is a little louder. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There we go. Now we feel good.
Oh my God.
So it's the headphones this whole time, Colleen. It's not that you're a loud talker.
Well, it is. It's both.
Well, yeah. You enjoy the art of projecting. You do.
I do. What can I say?
Admittedly so. Yeah. You're good at it.
I celebrate life.
So this week, Colleen, we're taking the Cripescast viewers on a very special journey.
Again.
A journey. Well, it's a different journey. The last time I went on a journey with Grandma Sue, Lois, and Aunt Mary, we went from Fond du Lac to, I think technically, Baraboo. Or no, not Baraboo. Was it Baraboo? Is that where Ho-Chunk is? Wisconsin Dells, but I think it might technically be Baraboo. Anyways, this time we are going from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin with Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Grandma Sue's best casino friend, Lois. And we are going to North Star Casino in Bowler, Wisconsin. Mm. It's
a big difference.
Yep. So I was doing a show in Bowler, and Marie from North Star Casino, who's great, she said, hey, if Grandma Sue wants to come, I'll hook her up with a room. A high roller suite.
Dang.
I told Grandma Sue, and oh boy, Grandma Sue was on it.
No, I think you had that date on the calendar that you were playing there. She knew and then was like, I'm coming. From what I remember, you found out that you were playing there from your, like, it was like your grandma knew.
Yeah, she keeps tabs on. My grandma loves the casino. She loves the thrill of the game. Love you know, it's not even the money you win. It's what happens, you know, right in that anticipation. Just as Absolutely. You pull the slot, the numbers are rolling.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is another conversation we had. Oh boy, it gets wild.
Yeah.
In this episode.
I love these episodes. And I think, yeah, your grandma's a Cripescast sweetheart. This is her, like, I think third time back on the show.
Yeah. She rats out Mary for having a boyfriend.
Currently?
Yeah. She and Lois talked about going to Stinky Point with their then boyfriends. Now husbands and watching the submarines.
We all know that euphemism.
I didn't get it at first, too. You guys will hear this, but she said at first.
Oh,
she
was
said,
it actually a euphemism? I was just giving them crap.
No, first she said watching the rats. And then they said watching the submarines. I was like, are they messing with me right now? And yeah, they were talking about getting freaky.
No way. Yeah, they admitted to that.
They admitted to it.
Yeah. Good for them. I mean. Yeah. People got to do what they got to do.
They do got to do it. And I think my grandma has reached the point in life of giving zero F's. Something that rhymes with bucks.
Honestly, if they hadn't watched the submarines, would you be here?
You probably not.
You know what
probably
I mean?
Probably not.
They got to do what they got to do.
God bless.
It's the circle of life.
I learned a lot about my grandma in this episode.
So great. I love that.
But I think you all will enjoy it. I also think you'll enjoy come seeing us on tour.
Yeah.
You go to charliebarons.com, click on the tour, or cripescast.com. They click can on click tour, on the tour. Yep.
And this week we've got the Tornado Valley leg of the tour, which is Wichita, Kansas, October 12th. Kansas City, Missouri, October 13th. Springfield, Missouri, October 14th. And Evansville, Indiana, October 15th.
Come on out, folks. Come on out.
And we've got a lot of other new shows added, like late shows in Rochester, Marshfield, Houghton, Michigan, Fish Creek. And then there's some more tour dates that are going to be announced in the new year. So
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
The tour is shaping up nice. I'm liking the new jokes. I'm enjoying it. Yeah. It's fun. So
I haven't seen your new hour yet, but I'm excited to.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the support.
When it works in my schedule.
Also, hey, we got some Oaptober merch. If you want to buy stuff that says Ope on it, well, we got you covered. Mm-hmm. We got your Ope hunting hats, hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts.
The neon Ope sign. That's like that one.
Neon Ope sign shirt.
Shirt, yeah.
Koozies. Cribbage boards, all made in the USA, folks. Check it out, cripescast.com. Just click on the merch section. Makes great Christmas presents. And in the month of this
October,
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 October, when you spend $100, Just add that Blaze Orange Oat Beanie to your bin and use the promo code OPTOBER and you're getting that beanie for free, baby. That's right. Spend $100, get a free beanie. Because, you know, we're really nice here over at Crepes Cast.
Yeah.
It is a good deal.
It is.
I mean, it's all made in the U.S.
My dad loves it. And it fits on his big head, so it'll fit on yours.
Spoken like a true daughter. All right, that's enough chit-chat, folks. It's time now to talk to Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Lois Bentley on the Cripes Cast. By the way, a little disclaimer about this episode. I filmed it on my phone. I wasn't expecting it to be another Cripes Cast episode, but then we got so much good material, I was like, I think it can work. So if the audio sounds a little bit raw, I guess, shall we say, just bear with us.
Grandma has not driven in how long, Grandma?
I haven't either, so I can't laugh too hard.
Well, let's see. I drove. It was Labor Day weekend. Remember, Charlie, we were going to go to the casino.
We were going to go to the casino. And you canceled.
Yeah, because I was sick.
Because you were sick.
Did you have COVID?
No, not yet.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You did.
August 17th, I had COVID.
And you said...
But Chris said something to me, and it just didn't hit me right. And I said goodbye to Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And in the car, I got.
Mm-hmm.
Were you pissed?
A little bit.
A little pissed.
But really, the trip to the casino was a breeze.
Well, they didn't know where you were.
Who didn't?
Did they know you were at the casino?
Well, I'm sure they figured it out.
Why would they figure that out?
Yeah. Because that's all I talk about.
The options were the church or the casino.
Yeah.
And it was a Saturday, so. Casino it was.
Was it a Saturday? I thought it was a Sunday.
Oh, boy. Now you got to go to confession. So you went there. How much did you spend?
Well, I came in with I came in with 100 in one wallet and 200 in the other side.
Is this like
my money too, Sue?
Is this like Jesus with the fishes, you know?
Yeah.
Cast over to the other side of the wallet.
Oh,
and so 300 total?
Yep, 300 total.
Uh-huh.
So the one side, the 100 I didn't touch.
No.
Because that was a check that I cashed that they didn't want me to have, but I was having it anyway.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
It was my spending money, I figured.
Yeah, it's your money. It's written out to you, right?
Right, it was.
Unless you forged a check on the Lord's Day.
That took you a long time to pee.
Whole other deal. Oh, here's Mary. Mary, we're recounting Grandma's unannounced trip to the casino.
What do you mean her unannounced trip?
She snuck out.
She just took the car and ran.
She put the
car in neutral and...
No oxygen. Let's rock and roll.
She wasn't on oxygen then,
Mary. Quit inventing stories here.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, Mary, I'm filming it for the children, so watch your language.
Get that camera down.
Why?
Last time I got annihilated with that thing.
What, the whole nipple issue?
Yeah! You think I'm gonna get a boyfriend with that nipple thing out there?
Well, that was back when you were in your younger years, Mary.
Yeah.
I hate to tell.
Well, now that's on.
She has a boyfriend.
It's on.
Mary's got a boyfriend?
Yes. His name is Matt.
Shut up.
No.
Is he imaginary or is
No, he's real.
Really?
Yeah. Last night he came in.
Whoa! Mary.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boyfriend.
Yep.
Yeah, he really likes
her. The one on the left.
Which
push
one?
Push it in and hold it. Duh.
Did you...
Do you want this open?
Sure, it's fine for now, unless you want it closed.
I think...
Close it?
No, it's... I don't care what you do.
Whatever. Hey, should we lock the door or no?
We don't lock the door.
That's what I figured.
We got somebody coming in to take care of the dog anyway.
All right, good deal.
Harry always locks the door.
Mom, is the door open?
I don't know. You better not have left it.
Let me go check.
Oh, God. You know, you get one boyfriend, and then you forget doing all the other stuff you're supposed to do.
You know what? Are we dwelling on this?
Yeah. We have just started. We have dwelling.
Well, we just found out about
it. We barely scratched the surface.
Done with this. Does anybody want a pear?
A pear?
Yeah, she's got a whole bag of them here.
Yeah, I'll have a pear.
Mm. Here. It must be from the friends across the street.
Thank you. Do they have a pear tree?
We used to have a pear tree.
I'll have one, Lois.
Okay. They're a little unripe at the moment.
No, yours is ripe.
Yeah, yours is real ripe.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
This one isn't too bad. Here.
It's a tougher.
Where's my hand?
Tougher pear.
Where's my arm? Oh, thank you, ma'am.
There's your pear.
Oh, this looks good.
Why are you bringing paper towels?
For the pears.
For eating those pears in case we... Oh. Lois called it out right away for the pears.
Yep. We each got our pears. They're good.
I took a bite. They are good.
Are they?
Are these
right off the tree?
Lee and Monica's?
Yeah.
Oh, right off the tree.
Right off the tree.
So, Mary.
Here, hand me the paper towel. That conversation is over with Charlie.
Mary, where'd you meet Matt?
Yeah. Well, I kind of like to know too.
How old is he?
43.
Ooh.
He's her age.
Mary, are you a cradle robber or is he a grave digger?
I'm a cougar.
All right. Which way am I going? I know which way. I got it. Well, good for you, Mary. So he's your age. Where'd you meet him?
Online.
Online? Craigslist?
Yep, Craigslist.
Craigslist?
Catholic, whatever.
So, where's this picture? No picture.
Let's see the spring break pics.
Picture, why? Mm. I don't know. I've never taken a picture.
Mary, can I have a piece of paper towel?
Here.
Thank you.
How long you been dating him, Mary?
I only went to a Brewer game with him.
No, you didn't.
Uh-oh.
He's been at the house how many times?
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, are you done?
Mary
is... No, I'm not going to button up yet.
Well, this is getting more exciting by the minute here.
This is some news. So, Mary, I heard you're also not waking up until 11 a.m.
Well, that's because she's... All night.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Putting some pieces of the puzzle together. Are we living a moral life?
No, that's kind of personal.
I will tell you this, Charlie. I do not go in the living room when he's there.
Oh, damn. This is great content for the podcast.
Charlie.
What?
You are not putting this in the podcast.
Well, of course. We have to have something exciting.
Don't.
Come on.
This damn story.
Mary, spill the tea.
Figment of Sue's imagination.
I don't think so.
All right.
So
what does he do for a living, Mary?
He's an accountant.
Mm.
Well, that's pretty good. Where?
In Madison.
Yep.
He lives in Madison, huh?
Yep, he lives in Madison.
I guess.
He lives in Sun Prairie.
That's a nice town.
So has he got some money?
Yeah, he's loaded, Charlie.
Is he?
He's an accountant. He's got access to a lot.
Did he give you some for the casino?
Oh, God. Is he meeting us there?
Is he?
I gotta see this guy.
Good question, Lois.
Yeah, Mary, pull up his dating.
She's not answering, so maybe he is.
No.
We'll have to keep an eye on Mary.
We'll have to keep an eye on Lois and where she sits.
Yeah. Oh, we're keeping an eye on Mary.
Wow.
Where she sits.
I'm not too exciting. We got more exciting stories. No.
Lois, you won $500 with your seat at the casino.
Yeah, well.
Last time.
That was the last time.
Well, I got to remember to check in and get my card right away. Maybe.
I have to get mine, too, because I'm...
Mulch.
I'm going to North Star. I don't have one for there.
Grandma's,
Oh, where do my sodas go? Oh, here they are. I was like, turn around.
And get your sodas? Did you remember my oxygen tank?
Did you remember Grandma's oxygen, Mary?
I don't know.
God Mary, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I have it out.
If Grandma starts losing oxygen, you're giving her CPR.
I'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
I was fine before I got it.
We were going to take it just in case. Yeah. I'm not giving her mouth, that's for sure.
Well, we don't know about that yet.
Charlie, I think we have it, but...
All right. You want me to go check?
Yeah.
Well, you should probably check because you know what it looks like.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know what it looks like too, but I think it'd be better if you got out the car.
Just push this button forward.
Okay.
So, Grandma, how long has she been dating him?
Charlie!
I would say a couple months.
Couple months?
Mm-hmm. She just tipped her water over.
And every weekend he's there.
Every weekend?
Really?
Yep, he comes every weekend.
Well, why don't you sneak a picture?
At least for a day.
Does she go to him?
Never.
She comes
to our house.
Really?
Yep.
She's never gone to his house?
No. Not that I know of.
Mary? Is he a married man?
He was. His wife died.
Oh.
Mary, is it in the car?
Yep.
Oh, she remembered it.
Mary, have you gone to his house yet?
I'm not telling you a thing. You have such a big mouth.
Charlie, who am I going to tell?
Tell a Charlie is what this is.
Just put it on your...
Yeah, who am I going to tell?
Who?
Tell a Charlie.
Roscoe's just put it on your podcast. Charlie.
Mary, I'm a steel trap. You can tell me whatever.
You're not evolved. That's for sure.
I'm not evolved?
A vault. Like, put it in the vault?
Mm-hmm.
You never do that.
Well, neither do you.
You're like Rufus.
Oh, don't compare me to Rufus now.
You are exactly like Rufus.
You know what?
Oh, no.
I take that as a compliment.
Rufus is like Betty Boop. He is.
Betty Boop?
Yeah, he walks around and shuts all the lights off in the house. He gets mad if the water is running. Yeah,
he's frugal.
How we have to live when he's there.
You know what Mary's doing? Changing the subject.
Is that it?
That's it. She's changing the subject.
Mary, what is Matt's last name?
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope
you don't know his last name?
Nope.
Come, Mary.
I don't.
How long? Mary.
What? It's not relevant.
Yes, it is. What happens if if he goes berserk?
Wait, you don't...
You gotta report it.
You don't know his last name and you've never been to his house, Mary? Mary, are you withholding information from us?
Apparently. Well, you might as well spill it because...
Oh, we should have stopped at that Walgreens.
Oh, shoot. We gotta go to Walgreens.
What did you go to Walgreens for?
We're getting some...
lubricant for my nose so I don't have nosebleeds.
I like Lois's response to that, though. She's like, oh, Jesus. What are we doing that for? I got money to spend. Got a hole burning in my pocket.
Let's go. Let's forget about Walgreens.
No, we're going to Walgreens.
No.
You can go to Walgreens in Fuller.
There's no Walgreens in Bowler, Mary.
Oh, you know that.
I've been to Bowler. There's the casino there and, you know, nice gas station. And it's going to be a lot easier. Just...
I bet they'd have lubricant. They have no store at the casino. Well, maybe a different kind of lubricant. Yeah. Never mind.
Well, what nice little lube joke for the kids at home. Thanks, Lois. Appreciate that. You know, I can't take you guys anywhere. Mary almost spilt out her Diet Coke from that one.
Oh, God. I'm going to shut my mouth.
No, please keep talking.
Oh, it was funny, Lou.
It was.
Yeah. I'm keeping my mouth shut this time because I really let it loose last time.
Yeah, you did.
No, we still don't know his last name.
My nipples were all over the internet.
Well, geez, is that how you met Matt?
Oh, God.
There are no words, Charlie.
We'll find him. We got an hour drive in us yet.
We'll get it out of her.
No, you won't.
We will, too.
What's his last name, Mary?
So I will repay you for this.
Yep. Wow. Hey, we got rock star parking.
We do have rock star parking. Where's that?
Do you even know what you're looking for in there?
Rock star parking.
Sue.
Yeah, what?
Do you even know what you're looking for in there?
Sam told her. Lubricant. Yeah. She's going to come out with...
I got to go to the pharmacist, though.
All right.
Really? Yeah. Mm.
Why?
Because I can't buy just anything. I can't buy absolutely no Vaseline.
All right. I'll go with you. We're taking 151 to Madison. I got the directions right here. Take a right over on Green Bay, and then we're good.
Oh, now we're going towards Green Bay.
Yep. Yeah, it's 41. Just west of Green Bay.
Oh, that's right, it is. I remember it.
Should we call you? Should we call you Lubricant Lois?
Wow, Mary.
I'm telling on her.
Lois said that Missy's gonna be like mortified.
Mary, we got you some KY jelly in there, too. You and Matt are going to have a good old time with your personal massages.
Open your door, Charlie.
Open my door?
Yeah.
Mary, if I go, you go. I'm the pilot.
No, I'll climb up there and save us.
God forbid.
What game is everyone playing at the casino?
I don't know yet.
Any slots?
Slots. We don't play blackjack or that sort of thing.
Why not?
And we don't play bingo. Maybe I'll play bingo today.
If we play bingo, we'd lose less money.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't know. I can't keep an eye on 15 cards.
Char, do you think I can play blackjack yet?
No.
No, Mary, we tried at Ho-Chunk, and that was a no-go.
That's bullshit. You had lost all your money,
uh-huh.
And then I went to the table, and we started losing, and you had a pot of money, a pot of chips, and I did, and then we started losing. You pulled back your chips, you left mine in, I started winning, and then all of a sudden you went in, and you were, like, doubling down.
Accurate, except those were all my chips that I let you play with.
And I won all your money back.
You won my money.
I did.
With my money, which equals my money.
You had lost like $200.
I was down, but I wasn't up.
Well, this is fun to work.
But I...
Yeah.
Good luck, Charm.
We've been driving for an hour and we're still in Fond du Lac somehow.
We were in
Wapaw. We were.
Oh my goodness.
Door to door service here. All right, so Mary, we need to finish the loop. We got to complete the story.
We're done with that conversation, Charlie. That is over.
Just right now, what we know, though, is that you've never been to his house and you don't know his last name.
She knows his last name. She's just isn't.
She's not saying
it.
Sue, open your window.
No.
So you've introduced this guy to your mother.
Sue, you're going out.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Nope.
Mary.
See, this is how I drove to Oneida.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's easy.
Easy
breezy. It was a zip zip.
Zip zip.
Yep.
Mary, where did you think Grandma was when she went to the casino?
I didn't care.
That's for sure.
What happened? You guys get into a little tiff or what?
No, I just took off and she didn't care. I think she's with Matt.
No, I was.
Oh,
she was with Matt.
That was
it.
I see.
Yeah, she wasn't even at home. She was with Matt.
So that is bullshit.
That is not bullshit.
It is bullshit.
You were with Matt.
I was on the phone with Sam. I went to the chapel. Then I went to Dad's memorial. Then I went to the mausoleum.
Pause.
And then I gave up.
What'd you do at the chapel with Matt?
Maybe
go
they got married.
To the chapel and we're
Lois.
Gonna get married.
You don't need to talk anymore. You've gotten yourself in trouble twice.
I should dig myself up.
Lubricant Lois?
No. Lubricant Lois. She's on her way out.
Oh, my God.
Well, you and I have been the best of friends at the casinos for so many years.
We figured out you and Lois have been friends for 71 years.
71 years of friendship. Yeah.
For the overwhelming majority of teams, every season has its share of ups and downs. That can be especially true during coaching transitions. For instance, I give you Colorado. Closer to home, there is Wisconsin. In wins against Purdue and Rutgers, it appeared as though the Badgers were starting to form an identity. Then last week against Iowa, the progress stalled. Yes, it can be frustrating, but in many ways, if you take a step back, it can be fairly predictable too. Now the question is, how do the Badgers respond after a tough setback to a rival? Today it faces a team that last week came off the canvas, and after an 0-3 start in Big Ten play, went on the road and beat Maryland on a last-second field goal. The storylines today are obvious. A first-year coach at Wisconsin facing a head coach who led the Badgers to three straight Big Ten titles, and several members of that Illini staff with very strong Wisconsin ties. It's a big game for both, but hey, it's college football. Isn't every game big? From Memorial Stadium in Champaign, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Illinois Fighting Illini. The Badgers pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Run!
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time. J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards, catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Ball.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
Taylor to 10, Taylor to 10, Taylor to 5, touchdown, 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 Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And we welcome you to Champaign, Illinois, home of the Fighting Illini. I'm Mike Heller with you. Matt LePay will join me in a moment. It's 68 degrees, not a cloud. You can see forever, but it is windy, and wind will be part of the conversation as we kick it up here today. Wisconsin has won 11 of its last 13 meetings with Illinois, dating back to 2008. The losses, though, have been unforgettable. In 2019, the sixth-ranked Badgers lost here in Champaign, 24-23. It was a devastating loss. Last year, Wisconsin lost in Madison 34-10, and the next day, Paul Chryst was no longer the head coach at the University of Wisconsin. The connections run deep. Brett Bielema and a couple of former Badgers, more than a couple, on his staff. Jim Leonard serves as a defensive analyst for the Illini. On the good news front, the Badgers pitched a 24-0 shutout in their last trip to Champaign, and I welcome in Matt LePay. And you got to shake off, they do, the players have to shake off what was the after effects of last week's game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kids, young players are resilient that way. But this is a test that if you don't pass after last week, then the season gets really bumpy.
Yeah, it does, with Ohio State coming in next Saturday night into Camp Randall Stadium. I want to see if Wisconsin can do today what Illinois did last week. Illinois 0-3 in the Big Ten. They go down to College Park, playing a Maryland team that gave Ohio State really all it wanted for three quarters, and then the Buckeyes broke it open in the final period. But Maryland played really well in Columbus. And then Illinois goes down there and wins on a last-second field goal. Impressive, maybe not surprising, you know, given the, you know, the history of Brett Bielema coach teams. There's a toughness to the culture that he established at Wisconsin. Continued that culture at Wisconsin and is trying to get that going again in Champaign. So now I want to see if Wisconsin, after a disheartening loss when you thought it had a little something going and then it loses and doesn't look good offensively at all in a game against a good Iowa defense, but Wisconsin did not play well offensively. So now how does it bounce back today? And it's going to be interesting to see with Braden Locke making his first career start. As Luke Fickell said, everybody else has got to ramp it up a little bit. We'll see if the Badgers can do that today.
Matt, that's going to be one of the stories. And we had a chance to visit a little bit with Braden's father last night. The whole family's in. The younger brother is a commit here down the road. But Braden Locke's going to get his first collegiate start. He's a transfer from Texas, but he went to Mississippi State. Now he's here. This is his first start. He played in pickup duty last week after Tanner got hurt. For those who haven't seen him play, what are we going to see?
A poised kid. And I have to remind myself that he's a redshirt freshman. We'll hear from him a little later in the pregame show. But even last spring when I talked to him, he's like, man, this guy, he's 2 years out of high school, and you would think that he's been around the college game for years. He just has it in terms of poise, intellect, the study habits, what you want out of a quarterback. I get that. But he is truly a film freak and just X's and O's. He loves all that stuff. I think the players have taken to him. I don't know if we'll see him run it as often as Tanner Mordecai. Tanner is a very mobile quarterback. Braden can move with his feet, but you know, you start to get deeper into that quarterback room, it's going to be interesting. To see, because I don't know if they want to risk Braden a whole lot running the football and absorbing hits.
So let's talk about running the football, because a lot of people are deep into that conversation too as it concerns Braylon Allen. Wisconsin's running game, many people feel, wasn't featured enough last week against Iowa. Against Illinois, Braylon Allen has had different types of results. How important is he to what they're doing today?
I think really important today, and the offensive line, so on and so forth. But for someone, and you're right about Braylon Allen, that was a breakout game for him 2 years ago here, helping. He and Ches Malusi ran it extremely well and leading Wisconsin to a shutout win. Last year, he had 8 carries for 2 yards as, you know, the wheels came off. You know, the program and everything in the game against Illinois. But I would think, and Luke Fickell has talked about it multiple times, including on his radio show. And at halftime, he said, "Hey, we're going to put more on you." And in the second half, they loved how he ran angry. They need that from the jump here today. If that means 20 carries, 22 carries, whatever that total is, they need to get that out of him right away. Like I said, everybody else has got to play a little bit better. But, you know, let's see if Braylon can go back to being that star running back that we know he is.
We live in a world, I do 3 hours a day on a talk show format, where people want to make sweeping judgments about teams and programs 5 and 6 games into a season. If we pull back and have a little rational view of it, this is a full regime change with a lot of new players, and they're 6 games in. It is a process. Nobody likes the process when you're in it. But in the grand scheme of things, you're 6 games into a multi-year process of what a program wants to be.
Yeah, it is. Mark Tausch and I were talking about this on the walk over here today. Football is the one sport, more than any other, where final judgments are made every week.
Yeah.
There's going to be a final judgment today, and then next Saturday there's going to be another final judgment. Either, hey, this is really good, I'm encouraged, or you stink and get the broom out and get everybody out of town. It is. And you know, a little perspective here, Mike, you know, this isn't, quite honestly, this offense hasn't been real good since 2019.
Yeah.
Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 25.7 points per game. This year, it's 27.2. That might surprise some people. It is nowhere near what they want it to be. They expected more, and the players, the coaches, to this point in the season. But you're right. The rational thought is this is going to take a little time. but this is sports. Rational thought is often a contradiction in terms.
Yeah, I'll take it one step further, and then we'll talk one final time about this matchup today. People bought into hype. Hype is marketing. Marketing is recruiting. Marketing is selling tickets, and it's not always going to reflect in people expected to see the product match the hype, and that's marketing.
It is, but with the transfers, with the wide receiver room, you thought, well, there's a lot of depth of talent here. That hasn't broken through quite yet. We certainly have seen flashes of it. Look, you got a quarterback coming in here who's thrown for 72 touchdowns each of the last 2 years. He's thrown for three. But yeah, he's played so much better than that. There have been drops. He's rushed for four touchdowns. He's made chicken salad out of a lot of you-know-what at times this season. So us in the media, too, we got caught up in a hyper thinking, okay, they thought it might be clunky early as the season went on, thinking, okay, they would find their legs. But really, the bottom line is they're six games in to this new regime. So, and they're still in play here in the West. They're still in play to have a really good season. But yes, this game today is very, very important, knowing what looms next week and still a full month of football after that ahead of them.
Biggest key then to today, Matt?
Well, you figure it's going to be, it's such a boring answer, Mike, but it's a line of scrimmage game.
Sure.
The wind's whipping out of the northwest, so you figure there's going to be some effect on the passing game here for both teams. Neither team has had anything easy this season. Illinois is as much as Wisconsin. So you just, with the Badgers, you want to see them. We saw it at Purdue. We saw it in the game against Rutgers. Reestablish physicality at the line of scrimmage. Carve out space. Let Braylon do his thing. And let Braden Locke do his thing as well. This isn't a button it up, I don't think, approach today. They like Braden Locke throwing the football. And another step is receivers, make some tough plays.
Yeah.
Help your quarterback a little bit. They've done it at times. They need to do it more.
Hopefully we're not talking about a punter as the MVP today either. That was ridiculous last week. Matt, thank you. We will continue here in a couple of minutes. We'll check in our Badgers in the NFL. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of historic Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. When we come back, our pregame show continues. We'll check on Badgers in the NFL. I'm Mike Heller. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
By the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune in to every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football on WFHR is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union, 8th Street Auto, Tri-City Services, and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Listen all season long on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Continue from Memorial Stadium in Champaign, Illinois. I'm Mike Heller. 2:35 is the kick today against the Fighting Illini. Time for our Badgers in the NFL segment, presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
We begin our Badgers in the NFL with linebacker T.J. Edwards. Edwards was very active in the Bears' 19-13 loss to the Vikings in Week 6, recording 8 tackles, including this strip sack of Kirk Cousins.
Madison, not able to get the block. He's able to get the hand on that one. Not able to see if that was a clean catch. That was a call on the field, but T.J. Edwards able to run over Alexander Madison, get a hand on that ball. A bad throw.
Teammate Tremaine Edmonds was able to get on top of the loose ball after Edwards forced his first fumble of the season. Fellow linebacker and former Badger Jack Sanborn also had a strong contest versus Minnesota, notching 8 tackles, 5 of which were solo, while both numbers represent season highs for him. Over in Jacksonville, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor saw an increase in touches versus the Jaguars, turning 8 carries into 19 yards, while also adding 46 yards on 5 catches, including this 40-yarder.
Jonathan Taylor in motion. Here he is, first down and more. Taylor's got some open real estate inside Jacksonville territory. And is this the big play that the Colts were looking for?
Although Indianapolis lost the game 37-20, it appears as if Taylor is beginning to get his legs under him after a 4-game absence to open the season with an ankle injury. Finally, down in Houston, Saints linebacker Zach Bond had himself a big day versus the Texans. Bond recorded a season-high 5 tackles while also securing his first career interception in the team's 20-13 loss.
Sprout from the pocket fire. Intercepted, the first of his career, Zach Bond with the pick. Ball is fumbled on the back end.
The interception was also the first one thrown by rookie C.J. Stroud, but unfortunately for New Orleans, Bond fumbled it right back to Houston. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick, and our Badgers in the NFL, presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten. We'll also talk with sideline reporter Patrick Herb and Jesse Temple from The Athletic. Coming up next, we'll hear from UW Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. So you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents,
Children's, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to AmFamKids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the Children's Hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisor Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Our pregame coverage continues in Champaign. Time now for our Minutes with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Our weekly chat with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Mac, one of the things Luke Fickell has talked about this week, and any number of coaches here or anywhere else have focused on, is process over destination. You know, we think about, are you going to win the West? You're going to be a championship team? And rather than focusing on what it takes to get there, as a player, I'm sure you heard that quite a bit from Coach Alvarez, Coach Huber, whoever it might have been. Did it make sense right away? Is it easier said than done, especially as a younger player? Let's worry about today, and then tomorrow be a little bit better than today, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think like so many things, that's a skill that needs to be learned. And, you know, I can just, from my own experience, remember coming in and, you know, you look at the schedule and you start to predict how things might shake out. And as you're in the program and as you learn more, you realize the only thing that's most important is winning today. And it doesn't make a difference if it's today is Tuesday or Wednesday or Saturday. And it's all about the preparation and getting better each day. And I know that sounds cliche and it is, but there's so much truth to it. And I think, you know, that's what's the interesting thing about this season and the process that we're going through in this transition, you know, trying to get guys to buy into that and believe in that. And, you know, you string together 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 1 week, and you can build a season that way. But, you know, like most things, it doesn't come with adversity.
Let's go back. You live this 1999. You guys are 2 wins, 2 losses. You had lost to Michigan. You go to Ohio State, got a new starting quarterback, Brooks Bollinger, who turned out to be pretty good. Take us through that week, what your mindset and everybody else's, as best you could tell, leading up to that game against Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the epitome of process. You know, there was a lot of uncertainty, you know, 2-2 and who the quarterback was going to be. And then we got a freshman. The game didn't exactly start out the way that we wanted it to. And then, you know, the process gets really granular, really micro, which is one play at a time. And that's the beautiful thing about football. It's a beautiful thing about trying to win a game, and it's a beautiful thing about trying to string together a championship level season. It's one play at a time. It's every little detail, and like I said, I think that's a skill that's acquired. That's an approach or a culture. And, you know, that's what we're in the middle of right now.
All right. That is Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right. Thank you, Mac. Coming up next, we'll talk with the voice of the Illini, Brian Barnhart. We'll hear how he has celebrated homecoming, which Illinois boasts was the first celebrated here in 1909. Who knew? This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Correct Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th and 1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Fall sure is pretty.
I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mmm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh, from Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs level off around 52 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 34. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Back with you at Memorial Stadium in Champaign. About 100 minutes to kickoff here. Going to kick just after 2:35. Before we continue on our pregame show, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Wisconsin Football.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Mike Heller back with you at Memorial Stadium in our broadcast booth, getting ready for Wisconsin and the Illini. Going into last weekend, Illinois playing on the road at Maryland, the Illini were winless in the Big Ten. They lost to Penn State, expected. Less expected losses at Purdue and home to Nebraska. So when the Illini converted a game-winning drive with a game-ending 43-yard field goal, Illinois changed the direction of their season, for now, and maybe. Brian Barnhart joins me in the booth, and that is... that is kind of the story of a lot of our college football seasons. You wonder if that moment changes your season, and we get to find out with Wisconsin after their loss to Iowa, with Illinois after their win with against Maryland. We find out here in real time.
Yeah, you're right, and I think for a lot of fans going into last week's game, walking out of the Nebraska game was really depressing because it was a Nebraska team. You're like,
yeah,
we should beat those guys. I mean, and Nebraska was almost begging us to come back into the game. They kept turning it over late, and we just couldn't convert. And so when people left the stadium on that Friday night, it was kind of like, well, you know, basketball starting here pretty soon. We'll get ready for that. And everybody kind of wrote him off, but everybody except in the locker room. And they went out there and they worked hard and they got a little healthier. They still were missing two guys, Reggie Love and Keith Randolph, who are here now or out again today. But they went out there, they battled Maryland toe-to-toe, and as you have to do on the road, stayed close, got themselves in a position to win the game and won it with a field goal. And so now everybody's kind of what you just said. Okay, you did it there. Now, what's the rest of the season going to be like? Can you build on that? Can we get back to a bowl? And they've got to start today against Wisconsin.
Brian, talk to me about the law firm, Johnny Newton, Keith Randolph, defensive tackles. It really is kind of the staple of what Illinois tries to do defensively is what they do by their defensive tackles.
Yeah, those guys were, they're known as the law firm here locally. Brett Bielema came up with that, by the way, on his own. And they actually got an NIL deal out.